The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. There are a few flurries out there. It's about, says in the paper that it's going to be 12 this morning. It looked at my house like it was more like 18, but it's still pretty cold. So you might want to, put on an extra jacket or a scarf or gloves or something when you head out this morning. Now, you may know that February is Children's Dental Health Month, and it's a month where we focus on children especially. And I've said before that children that come from poorer backgrounds, you know, it's not really their fault that their parents happen to be poor, happen to be the one that lost their job, that sort of thing. And so as a society, we need to take care of these children. And today we're going to talk about some of the things that are being done nationally, statewide and locally, and including some things that I'm doing to help bridge that gap between the unmet needs of the children out there that need dental health and dental health care, and you know what we're trying to do about it. So, but also today, there have been some things in the news. There have been some things that in the news lately that I've been meaning to mention, and I just haven't had a chance yet. So we'll be getting to a few kind of, like I like to call them, dental news bites, pun intended. Okay, before I go on to that, let me just mention that some of the things that I am doing, just for informational purposes. The next event that I have is I'll be giving a presentation to the Olentangy Rotary Club on March 15th, and I appreciate the invitation to do that. I will be having a booth and am a co-sponsor of the Women's Expo, which takes place April 14th and 15th at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center. And so come on out and say hello. We'll have a booth there. We'll be there. We're trying to decide yet if we're going to be doing some live whitenings. We might be doing some milling of crowns and onlays, just some things for people to see how we do what it is we do. Also, 10 days later, we'll be at the event center again, Aladdin Shrine Event Center. April 24th, I am co-sponsoring the Minority Health Fair. It's the Champions of Diversity Minority Health Fair, co-sponsored by the Columbus Public Health Department and Dentally Speaking from the Heart with Dr. Kvitko. So come on out and see us there. I think we will probably be doing oral cancer screenings. We might be doing sealants for children. We're not really sure yet exactly. On the big event, one of my biggest events for the year, is Dentistry from the Heart. And you may remember, but if you're a new listener just tuning in, what we did on June 17th of last year, and on this year, it'll be June 15th. It's from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And we do a full day of free dentistry. And we invite the OSU Dental Mobile Coach, who is recommitted to coming again this year. We invite the American Red Cross to come out and do a blood drive, and they are interested in participating again, so I've already spoken to them. I have another dentist, a dentist that is close to my office, Dr. Erin Whitaker. Her and her associate, Dr. Jeff Bixler, have agreed to join me this year, and so their five dental chairs are going to allow us to do more people. Now, last year we provided care to 454 people, totaling over $140,000 in free dental care. And this year, because of those extra five chairs, and by the way, there's another dentist just across the street from me in the other direction that I'm still working on, better not mention his name in case he still says no, but he's kind of on the fence as to whether he wants to join in. And so I'll let you know in a future show if we were able to, well, if we were to become successful at getting that, because having his five and her five chairs would almost allow us to double the number of free patient care visits that we provide. So we will see on that. Later in the year, July 28th, will be the 6th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. And we raise money in that instance for Down's Syndrome, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Now, how I got involved in that is one of my patients, Libby Turner, happens to have Down Syndrome. Libby will be 60 this year, which is well above what used to be the average or expected lifespan for a person who happens to have Down Syndrome. But honestly, I just saw a new stat that that is the new expectancy or average lifespan. So through great research and a lot of programs that are put on by groups like the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association, the lifespan of these folks is extending. So that is really cool. And what we're going to do is, you know, I need help for these events, and we're going to, throughout this show, what I'm going to do is go into more detail about these events and let you know what I need. You know, it's there's financial volunteers. We're going to take them one by one as this hour moves along and try to get some people interested in coming and helping. So, but before I do that, I think I would like to go to one of these dental news bites, because here's one. The one that I've been meaning to mention this one for a while, and this is this kind of gets to the heart of the issue with children not receiving medical care, or I'm sorry, dental care. You'll see what I mean here in a minute, and you've probably heard about this. This is one, the title is Dentist Admits Using Paper Clips in Root Canal Procedure. Now, I know this story was out there. It's a Dr. Michael Clare, and it says, you know, here's the article. It was written by Thomas Durant, and it was from Mail Online, all right? And it says, for some, going to the dentist is already an anxiety-inducing matter, but an appointment with this guy could have brought on potential health risks. Michael Clare, 53, pleaded guilty Friday to a slew of accusations stemming from his substandard dental care in Fall River, Massachusetts. Among the charges are illegally prescribing prescription drugs, assault and battery, witness intimidation, and conning Medicaid out of $130,000. In addition, Clare is accused of trying to save a few bucks by using a paperclip instead of a stainless steel bar for a root canal procedure. Using anything other than stainless steel puts patients at risk of pain and infection. Prosecutors said Clare was suspended by Medicaid in 2002, but continued to file claims from August of 2003 to June of 2005 using the names of other dentists in his practice, located in the New Harbor Mall. The Herald News reported that Clare's trial was scheduled to start yesterday, but took a new course when Clare changed his plea to guilty. By the way, this court action has now happened, and I believe he got a year in jail. Now, when you hear that a dentist is using paper clips, you think, oh my goodness, how could anybody do that? And there are a couple things I wanted to mention, a couple things I'd just like to get out there. Not necessarily to defend this gentleman, because I'm not, but when we're in dental school, they actually teach us to use a paper clip, sterilized paper clip, as a foundation for the impression of a root canal. So what you do is, let's say that we've already done a root canal on a tooth, and this tooth is broken off at the gum line, and we don't have anything to grab onto for a crown. You can't put a crown on something that's flat to the gum. So what we do is we go down and take out part of our root canal sealer with these little bitty drills. They're called Gates-Gliddens. And we go successively larger diameter until we have something that's big enough, round enough, you know, fat enough, and most importantly, long enough that if we put something down that deep into the tooth, think of it as putting a fence post or like a stop sign in the ground. You know, that post that we see sticking up above, there should be about another 2/3 of that down under the ground to make it strong enough so it doesn't fall over in a hurricane or something, or a tornado. So we need these long posts. Well, if you put impression material down into the tooth and you let it set up and you take it out, and you don't put anything in there first, all you have is this little flimsy piece of rubbery material that could deflect when you actually pour plaster to it. So you need some kind of a support for it. You need to have something, it needs to be stiff. So by taking a sterilized paperclip and customizing it and scoring it on both sides, and then we paint it with an adhesive, we put that we put the impression material down in the tooth. We set our scored, glued, sterilized piece of a paperclip down in there, and we take our impression. And so now when we take it out of the mouth, it stands up straight. It looks like, you know, the Washington Monument. And that's what we want. So then that goes off to the lab. And when we get it back, they have a gold post with a core on it that is in a little box. And we take that out of the box and we set it down inside the tooth. And that core part is like a tooth stump. Think of it as a thimble, something that sticks up above the gum line. But because it's all one piece, it's strong. Now, the other reason that we use paper clips is to make the temporary cap, because again, you have a tooth with nothing going on. Nothing. It's just flat to the gum line, and we're trying to like resurrect a tooth. So again, we take the other half of a paper clip that's sterilized and score it, and basically we make two, and we set this down in the tooth just temporarily until we put our temporary crown material down in there, so that when we take that out of the mouth, that particular temporary piece of plastic has a little metal post that's going to hold it stable for about 2.5 to 3 weeks, okay? But the big difference between that and what this Dr. Claire did was I'm using the paper clips to send it off to the lab to get a cast gold post and core. He was using the paper clips forever. Now, why would he do that? We're going to find out why he would do that after the break.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach of the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of 3. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595, or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Okay, and the music is because it's Children's Dental Health Month, so I was able to find some kids singing, and I think that song just puts a smile on my face. It just really does, bunch of kids. And it is Children's Dental Health Month, and that's an important fact for you to remember for later in the show. And so you're probably wondering why I'm talking about this dentist who is putting paper clips in people's teeth instead of doing the job right. And what I'm getting at with that is, what would cause him to do... Oh, first of all, let me just tell you, remember what this gentleman was accused of? He was accused of illegally prescribing prescription drugs. The assault and battery, I think, might have been from illegally using paper clips. Witness intimidation, obviously, you can assume that maybe he tried to get some staff or somebody to not testify. And the Medicaid, $130,000. It looks like it was work that he did, or his office did, but he didn't have a Medicaid license, and so they were saying the other dentists in the office were doing it. I have a feeling that the primary concern that the state attorney general had with this gentleman was the prescribing prescription drugs illegally. So, let's assume that he was a perfectly squeaky clean guy other than these paper clips. So what would cause somebody to do that? And I'm not condoning it. Well, and it relates to what this show is about, which is inadequate care for our children and in a lot of cases for adults, which is why I do these charity events. If you accept Medicaid, they don't pay very much. They pay almost nothing. And I have a personal example of back when I was doing quite a bit right out of dental school. I thought, boy, you know, I want to do my part. I want to give back. And so I'm going to take Medicaid. And I did a procedure that was something in the neighborhood of $140 to $60. And when you accept Medicaid or any of the government-funded programs in these days where they call it Molina and CareSource, there are two other names, you're accepting what the government is going to send you when they send it. You can't collect a dime from the patient. So in this one episode that I remember so well, it took 6 months for me to get paid, and what I received was a check for $6, okay? Now, when I do a cast, gold, post, and core, so going back to this Dr. Claire and the paperclip guy, when I do a cast, gold, post, and core, especially since the cost of gold is up right now, my lab bill can be about $132. So if I'm going to get paid $6 from Medicaid, I can't be doing something that's going to cost me $136 out of my pocket in addition to my time and my staff's time. So that would force people to make a decision, either not do it, and then people complain that nobody takes my welfare, nobody takes my Molina or my CareSource, or try to find a shortcut. Now, I don't think there is a shortcut that would allow you to do it for $6. So in my instance, rather than accepting those programs and being maybe opening myself up for, you know, prosecution like this, if I happen to find a shortcut, I've just decided, you know what, I'm not going to be on those plans. I'll just, you know, I'll do free dentistry for some people. I'll hold events like Dentistry from the Heart. I'll bring events like Team Smile to Columbus if I can and that sort of thing. So I just wanted to, clarify. Again, this guy needs to be in jail, and he did get about a year, I understand, and it sounds like he has other problems than just, you know, paper clips. But it brings me to the main topic of today, which is the fact that it's Children's Dental Health Month, and the National Center of Health Statistics reports 4.3 million children without care due to the cost. Now, when they say due to the cost, I want people to understand is that what they really mean is due to access to money, because dentistry is not expensive. It really isn't. When I got out of dental school in 1980, I was able to find out what the average cost for all of the procedures were. It's called UCR, usual, customary, reasonable. And that was my starting point. And we've raised fees on average, maybe 3% a year, something minimal. Even in years when inflation was, you know, maybe 10%, we didn't do that. So as it relates to inflation and the cost of living, dentistry really hasn't changed. It's not expensive. Neglect is expensive, and we've talked about that. But so why do people keep talking about access to care or dentistry is too expensive? The reason is because the government programs don't pay enough to allow the dentist to keep the door open. Now, there are some businesses, I won't name them because I don't want to give them, you know, free PR, but there are some offices out there who specialize in providing dental care to welfare kids. And if you know the name of the main one or two, Google them, and you will find a lot of negative comments on blogs and things. And the reason is because they have figured out if they're going to make money doing welfare dentistry, they can't be doing it the way I do it. I can tell you that. They can't take the time that we take. They can't do the procedures that we take. They can't be careful. I don't want to, you know, come down hard. That's why I'm not naming any names, but I do think you need to be careful. So remember I said there's two things that a dental office can do. They can find shortcuts, or in my case, you know, you just don't do it. So anyway, so now we have 4.3 million children without care due to cost. And this is an article written by Craig Palmer. It's in the ADA News. It's actually in the one that just came out. I know you don't get that. That's why I'm bringing in and going to read a little segment of it to you. It was the February 6th edition. And today is February 12th, so 6 days ago. It's from Hyattsville, Maryland. It says, 7% of American children 17 and younger had unmet dental need in 2010 because their family could not afford dental care. the National Center for Health Statistics said in an analysis of data collected by the United States Census Bureau interviewers and reported in the Vital and Health Statistics series. This includes an estimated 4.3 million children 2 to 17 years old and is representative of the civilian non-institutionalized population of the U.S. The measure of unmet dental need is based upon the question posed during a face-to-face interview with an adult family respondent and any other adult present at the time. The question was, during the past 12 months, was there any time when your child needed any of the following but didn't get it because you couldn't afford it? Dental care, including checkups. So children, as you can imagine, in single mother families were more likely to have had unmet need, 9%, than in two-parent families, 6%. And I'm thinking that that might be, again, what I keep saying is it's access to money, because if there's two parents, then money wouldn't necessarily be quite as tight. At least it would make sense to assume that. We shouldn't assume things, but that would make sense to me. So then, uninsured children, 26%, were more than six times as likely to have unmet dental need as children with private health insurance, only 4%. Think about that. Only 4% of the children with private health insurance had unmet dental need, which is more, you know, which means they're more than four times as likely as children with Medicaid or other public coverage. If any legislators are listening, they should take note of this. Now, there are plenty of things that are going on out there that we're very proud of in dentistry and organized dentistry and in my own personal life that we do to help kids in need, but yet we are just a drop in the bucket. We can't take care of all of the under and uninsured children in this nation by doing charity events. The numbers just don't work. So let's see. It says 30% of uninsured children had no dental contact for more than 2 years, including those who had never had a contact, compared with 12% of children with Medicaid and 12% of children with private insurance. So non-Hispanic white children were more likely to have had a dental contact in the past 6 months, 67% of them, than non-Hispanic black, 55%, or Hispanic, 57%. So anyway, to me, again, keep in mind, when you hear the words access to care, and we had a lively debate here on the show, I would say half a year ago, maybe longer now, where people don't think dentists are doing enough and we charge too much. It's not us. I promise it's not us. It's that let me put it this way. If you were hired by the government to deliver free food to people in need, great program, and the government was going to give you 4 cents a gallon for your gas, 4 cents a gallon, you would get 4 cents a gallon for gasoline, and you would make, it would make about $1,000 a month, okay? Now, I'm using those numbers on purpose. Well, not 4 cents, let's use 25 cents, okay? That'll tie this all together. 25 cents a gallon is what you're going to get for gas. Now, granted, if you're going to be putting 100 miles on your car, and even if you get 25 miles per gallon, it's going to take you 4 gallons to go every 100 miles. And at today's prices, we're going to say that's $15, okay? And if you do 400 miles a day, now you're looking at $60 a day. And you're going to work 5 days a week, so you're going to spend $300 on gas a week. You're going to spend $1,200 a month on gas. But you're only going to get 25 cents a gallon. And so you're going to get, what would that be? Something like less than a tenth, something like 1/15, 1/12 of the amount of money that you're spending on gas. And yet you're only making $1,000 a month. You see the dilemma? And why am I using those numbers? I'm using those numbers because back in 1960, gas was 25 cents a gallon. And people only earned an average of $5,916. So my numbers were even off there. And so what are you going to say to the government? No, I can't do that. Well, then you'll have other people claiming that there's a lack of access to free food. Lack of access to the food. I need the food. I'm starving. These people are hungry. Why won't you deliver the food? It's because you can't afford to. Not that you don't have a heart that says you want to. You just can't afford to because you're not getting paid enough. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about there was a thing that happened in Connecticut, where they had woefully low access to dental care because of the even worse reimbursement levels that we were just describing in the state of Connecticut. And so we kind of have a little bit of a win-win story coming out of Connecticut that just appeared in the same ADA news. So stay with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. By the way, if you have any comments, the number is 459-9769 or 459-WSNY. Feel free to jump in and give me your comments. And when we come back from the break, we'll continue.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. It's February. It's Children's Dental Health Month, and we are talking about unmet needs of children in the U.S. and the kinds of things that we need to do, the kinds of things that are already being done. We're going to be talking a lot more about the events that I have, the events that I'll be holding. And by way of just refresher, and if you're just tuning in, on March 15th, I'll be giving a presentation to the Olentangy Rotary Club. And they don't know it yet, but this is what my topic is going to be. It's going to be outreach, local outreach. And April 14th and 15th, I will be a co-sponsor of and have a booth at the Women's Expo at the Aladdin Shrine and Events Center. Also, April 24th, back at the Aladdin Shrine and Events Center, I will be a co-sponsor along with the Columbus Health Department of the Champions of Diversity Minority Health Fair. And I have on June 15th a big event called Dentistry from the Heart, where we do free dentistry for anyone who wants it. No need to show whether you have a financial need. Don't need to show if you're insured or not. If you want to come and receive free dental care, you can do that. It's just first come, first serve. And then July 28th, a golf outing to raise money for Down Syndrome, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. So what we're talking about is when you hear the words access to care, I want you to think access to money, because it doesn't mean that dentists aren't willing to treat people and that we don't care about children and people that don't have a lot of money available to them or have insurance. But what it means is that our government hasn't provided enough care to a dental office to provide enough money to provide the care. And that's why people get in trouble, like that doctor got himself put in jail for putting paper clips in people's teeth. Okay, so I said that before the break that I wanted to tell you about something that happened in Connecticut. This is an article written by Kelly Soderlund. It's from Southington, Connecticut. It's a numbers game in Connecticut, but one that dentists and children are winning. Connecticut used to be a state where most dentists, 95% of them, did not participate in the Medicaid program because of poor reimbursement rates. Okay, now I'm going to stop myself. Do you think 95% of the dentists in one state are bad people? No, it's because they couldn't afford to keep the door open if they were receiving such low amounts. It was also a state where only one-third of the children who qualified for Medicaid were actually receiving care. It took a lawsuit, a settlement, and some elbow grease from dentists, state legislators, and dental officials, but now significantly more dentists are seeing Medicaid patients and more children are receiving care. Out of the 2,800 dentists in Connecticut, there are now 1,300 who are Medicaid providers, up from only 150 prior to 2008. Only 150 dentists out of 2,800 were participating. Well, what did that tell the legislature? It told them that there's something wrong here. Okay, so between 60 and 70% of children enrolled in a Medicaid program are now receiving care, up from only 30% before 2008. And here's a quote from Dr. John Mooney, former Connecticut State Dental Association president and a member of the American Dental Association's Council on Government Affairs. What he says is, what we're seeing over the course of 2 years of this lawsuit settlement is basically utilization rates for children getting equal or higher than what you would see for private insurance, which is a tremendous success story. Let's see, this woman who I think I quoted earlier, I've got to find her name. Oh, here it is. It's called Dingledy. Added that 98% of the children using Medicaid have access to at least two providers within 10 miles. Well, there's pretty good access to care. 10 miles isn't bad, and there's two that they can pick from. So this is what I'm talking about. We have all these children going with cavities not being taken to the dentist. You've heard me talk about Team Smile and what Team Smile is doing and how Team Smile was founded. For those of you that haven't heard the story, I'll tell you again. In 2007, a young African-American boy, 12-year-old boy in Baltimore, Maryland, and by the way, Baltimore, as you can imagine, has plenty of dentists, just like Columbus does, but this boy was on Medicaid, his mom was, and he wasn't taken to a dentist, and he developed a severe brain infection from his tooth decay, tooth abscesses, and was taken to the emergency room. But by the time he was taken to the emergency room, the infection was so severely circulating through his body and into his brain that even after a couple surgeries, they were not able to save his life. He died within a couple days. And that's just tragic. And we don't want to have that happening in the United States. We don't think it should. There are plenty of outreach programs that go to other countries. But I think we need to think more about what is happening right here in the United States. So, now, what we're going to do is, like I said, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going, some of the things that I'm doing. And I also want to let folks know that, and remember, we're doing this because it's Children's Dental Health Month. And we're going to cover that. We're going to do that here in just a minute. So, before we do that, as you know, the attorneys love it if you will listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, when is Children's Dental Health Month? Is it A, January, B, February, or C, March? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And guess what? Tuesday's Valentine's Day, so it's a double treat by getting your flowers delivered on Valentine's Day. All right, the number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now, and the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. When is Children's Dental Health Month? Is it A, January, B, February, or C, March? All right, and while my producer is taking calls, let me go ahead and let's talk a little bit about the things that I know that are already out there. Oh, and by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about these events that I'm doing. And one of the things that I've promised companies, individuals, anybody that's willing to help me with the raising money for these charitable endeavors, that I'll be happy to mention your name on the air. And so I sent out a whole bunch of emails over the last week or so, and I got a response from the Columbus Film Commission. And the Columbus Film Commission is giving an in-kind donation, and I want to thank them for that. And so if you have a business or you as an individual want to help out, and I'll be detailing the kinds of things that I need here soon, then I'll be happy to thank you on the air as well. And you know what? Your business, if you send me a JPEG of your logo, I'm going to create this poster or banner. I'm not sure what it's going to be. And I'll take it with me when I talk to the Rotary Club and I do the Women's Expo and I do the Minority Health Fair when I actually hold the Dentistry from the Heart event and hold the golf event, all of this banner, this poster will follow me. So you'll get plenty of notice, plenty of thanks for anything that you're willing to do to help me out. Okay, now, last week, February 3rd, so about, 9 days ago, was Give Kids a Smile kickoff day in Ohio. And I went and I covered the event, and Senator Sherrod Brown was there. The director for the public health department for the state of Ohio was there. Several dignitaries, some local, it was in Cleveland, Case Western Reserve. And some of the, it was a really, really great program. And I took some photos and I did interviews galore. And I'm probably going to air the first parts of that next week. I just want to let you know that, because one of the things that I'm talking to Senator Brown about is this very thing about, you know, insurance reimbursement being so low that it's hard for people to get their dental care. So let's see. We have on the phone, we have Abbas. Abbas, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling. Abbas, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I spend my time with my family and everything. I love to brush my teeth, and I'm a huge Buckeye fan myself. What a bummer yesterday.
Did I say your name right?
Yes.
I did. Okay. Do you have a guest to our question? Dr. Kavicko's question of the day? What's your answer? When is Children's Dental Health Month? January, February, or March? What did you say?
February.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for calling, and if you'll hang on the line, my producer will get your information so that he can send out the flowers, okay? You have a great day now. Okay. Thank you so much for that call, and we'll get Abbas's flowers out on Valentine's Day. Okay. So I went up and I covered Give Kids a Smile Day, and it's a really neat event. 400 children received free dental care, and they had Ronald McDonald and the Tooth Fairy, and they had Chomps, who is the Cleveland Browns mascot, and Slider, the Indians, I think it's Slider, Indians mascot. Cavaliers had two mascots there. It was a really, really great event, and you'll be hearing more about it coming up next week. So, and in fact, over several weeks, we will be covering that event. Okay, now, I mentioned that sprinkled in with today's show is going to be some dental news bites, and this one is kind of on the same vein, because it was in the Columbus Dispatch Thursday, February 2nd. It was a AP article out of Waynesburg, PA. The title is Robbery Suspect Needed Dentures. A woman who appeared not to have any teeth in surveillance photos from a Western Pennsylvania bank robbery last month has confessed, apologized, and told police she planned the heist because she needed money for dentures. Evelyn Marie Fuller, age 49, of Carmichael's, PA, yesterday remained in the Greene County Jail, unable to post bond on bank robbery and other charges filed Tuesday by police in Waynesburg, where she allegedly robbed the First National Bank on January 20th. Arresting Officer Tom Ankrum said Fuller explained her motives when she confessed to the crime. She stated she wanted to use the money to pay for dentures she was unable to get through welfare until next year. I'm going to stop myself a little bit in reading that, because there we go again. She's on welfare, and they're not paying enough for her to get her dentures. They make people wait. For example, when I do dentures, nobody wants to go without teeth. And so what we do is we make a set of dentures prior to ever taking out their teeth. We use their natural teeth as our guide, their natural bite as our bite. And what we do is we go ahead and we have everything all lined up and ready to go. So the day that they come in and I sedate them and we take out their teeth, I have a set of teeth to go in. And the only extra cost to me, by the way, or not to me, I'm sorry, to the patient is 6 to 9 months later, they will need a reline. Now, the only thing I can think of is why welfare wouldn't pay till next year is they make the people go and have their teeth extracted and walk around toothless while their gums and bone heals, and then 6 to 9 months later, they'll let them get their dentures. Well, first of all, they're not as good because they've lost all of the indicators of where the bite should be, you know, and where the lip should be and the teeth and the smile. And people don't want to go without teeth. I don't. Would you? Okay, let's pick up. Police distributed a surveillance photo of the robber who appeared to be toothless, and an unnamed witness came to the police and told them he had lent Fuller the coat the suspect was seen wearing in the picture. The man told police Fuller returned the coat because the zipper didn't work, and police said it matched one the robber is wearing in the picture. At her arraignment on Tuesday, Fuller told a district judge she has mental health problems and lives on disability benefits, the Observer reporter of Washington, PA, said yesterday. After arraignment, she told a reporter, I'm very sorry for what I did. I know God is going to punish me for it. So, anyway, again, it's a government program that just isn't paying enough, and it forces people. I mean, she didn't have to do this. Again, I'm not sticking up for her, but it drove her to this. It drove her to do something that she wouldn't normally have done. So, it looks like it's time to go to a commercial here, if you'll just hang on for a second. I think we're going to go ahead to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more in detail about my events and the kinds of things that I need to do.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. It's not going to kill you if you smile. A smile makes you happy and healthy. And that's what we're all about here. So we're going to lighten up the mood a little bit instead of talking about, you know, the things that aren't right with the world, meaning not high enough reimbursement levels in Medicaid and people robbing banks to pay for dentures and all that sort of thing, is let's go back to the events that I will be holding. All right. Now, Dentistry from the Heart in a nutshell. Like I said, last year we treated 454 people. We donated over $140,000 in dental care. This year the event is going to be on Friday, June 15th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we also have Dr. Whitaker from across the office and her associate going to help us out by having five more dental chairs available. So here's what I need, and if you're out there and you're willing to help, we are going to have meetings to plan all of these events at my office. And the first meeting is February 21st at my office, which is 4308 North High Street, and at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be every 3 weeks up until the event. So I'll just give you the dates if you have a pen and pencil or paper handy. The first meeting is February 21st. The second one is March 13th. Then there are two in April, 3rd and 24th. In May, we have May 15th and June 5th. And then on June 14th, which is the Thursday before, at 3 p.m., we're going to have a run-through. And then the actual event takes place June 15th. We start seeing patients at 7. The volunteers would need to be there by 6. Actually, people start showing up right after midnight. So it's a big, big event. We had over 100 volunteers, and we need more this year because this year it looks like with 5 extra chairs, we ought to be able to provide free dental care to 630 people or so. And, you know, there are hard costs associated with it. We have to buy local anesthetic and cotton rolls and gauze and autoclave bags, filling materials, you know. So, honestly, I have to pay a fee to the Dentist from the Heart National Organization. It helps cover their costs, and also I have to purchase T-shirts and banners. And so cash donations are very important. And if you make a check payable to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund and send it to my office at 4308 North High Street, Columbus 43214, we will put it into a special checking account, and we will use it for this event and the others, which I'm going to mention. And soon, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, there will be a donate button on both drkvitko.com and dentallyspeaking.com. All right, so please watch for that if you're the kind that just prefers to do it online and prefers to, not mail checks. I do checks. I don't do very much online. But we also, in-kind donations. So, for example, we need temporary fencing. We need food for the volunteers, food for the people that are waiting, entertainment, if you sing or play guitar, if you have a sound system. If you're a DJ, that would be great. Porta-potties, if you know a company that might donate them. The Boy Scout Troop 474 last year donated tents, and the church, Maple Grove Church, loaned us tables and chairs, and hopefully they will do the same this year. We have to pay for the barricades to block off the street. We need to pay for the permit to block off the street. You would have thought if you were doing something like this that it would be free, but it's not. We would love to have a pharmacist to come and dispense the medication that we provide free of charge to patients after an extraction or something that might have been unpleasant. We need somebody to haul away trash after the event. There were 28 bags of trash we had to haul away last year. And carpet cleaning. If you're a carpet cleaning company, it rained, and so with 500 people traipsing around my office after the event, we had trails, so we had to have the carpets clean. Printing of flyers. If you're a printer and you're willing to donate your services, that would be wonderful. If you would spread the word through electronic and social media. So if you want, if you'll send me an email, send it to drkvitko@aol.com, and you ask, I'll be happy to forward a big email that mentions everything that we're doing here, and then you can put it on your Twitter account, your Facebook page, and help us get the word out, because we need, we don't just need all of these things. We need the patients to know about it, too, so we need people to show up. That was not a problem last year, though. Okay, and let's see. Then, and what we're doing, by the way, these meeting dates I gave you, is we are planning all of the events in conjunction. We're going to do them together because there's just too many to do separately. And when we have everybody together in the same room, we're gonna get everything going. So we're also going to plan the 6th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. So if a company is willing to donate 50 bottles of water, for example, or they ask us how much do we need, and we maybe need 50 for the Dentistry from the Heart and 10 for the golf outing, we'll ask them for 50 instead of 40. Okay, so that's the reason, and that's how we're going to do that. Now, the golf outing, again, July 28th, hopefully a morning. We don't have the course determined yet. Cash is also important because we have to pay for the golf course, and that costs at least $3,000. We also need food to feed the golfers, so if you are a company that could donate food, maybe a pizza company or maybe a grocery store that could put together box lunches or a buffet kind of a thing. In fact, I'm actually looking for a company or an entity that would help us figure out how every participant, everybody that comes for the free dental care, I'd love to be able to hand them a free box lunch. because it was recommended to us last year by a gentleman that is whose license plates say End Hunger. And we were telling him how, you know, we're going to have like food for purchase, inexpensive food, and that we thought we were doing enough to just provide the dental care. And after the event and after holding it, we realized these people didn't even have money to buy the discounted food that we had at our little vendor site. So we hope to be able to, even if it means we have to do it ourselves, you know, make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or something and put them in a box with an apple and a bag of chips, we would like to be able to do that. So if you would like to get involved and help with that venture, either helping make the food or help find a company that would be willing to donate the food, that would be absolutely wonderful. Now for the golf outing, we talked about a buffet, raffle prizes, printing, disseminating flyers. We need an MC. And of course, I have a couple people that have done it for me in the past. But if you're Barack Obama and you're listening, I could use an MC. maybe Urban Meyer. We can get Urban Meyer to come out. Haven't met him yet. I hope to someday. And if anybody has a golf course contact, if they say, hey, I go to this course a lot, they seem to have a lot of events, they're probably event friendly, or I'm a co-owner of a golf course and I'm willing to give you guys a big discount or let you use it, that would be even better. Okay, so we need, also we're going to have a silent auction for that. So we need silent auction items, you know, things like signed jerseys and pucks and basketballs and footballs and baseballs and soccer balls. And anybody know a framing store that would be willing to either donate their services or do them at a deep discount? Donated beer and soda would allow us to donate more to charity. We also need volunteers to man the silent auction and monitor the hole-in-one contests. We need money to purchase hole-in-one contest insurance. That's how this works. I never knew that till I got involved in this, is when you see a boat or a car on the golf course that you can win by getting a hole-in-one. The car company and the marine company, they're not actually donating that car. What happens is they're donating the insurance. They might be paying the insurance and delivering the car, but about $400 to $500 will pay for an insurance policy that if somebody actually wins the car, then that's where the money comes from, and the insurance company pays that car dealership for that car or the boat. Pretty neat, isn't it? I didn't know it worked that way. So for as little as $400 or $500 donated, we can have a car and or a boat being a prize for a hole-in-one contest. And again, we need printing, we need word spread through social media, and we need golfers. Now, it takes the most you can have in an event is 144 golfers, and I'd love to have twice that number so we could either do two rounds or have it going on at two courses at the same time, so we need the word spread in that way as well. And when we come back, let's see here, how are we doing? Yeah, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about what it's going to take for us to bring the Team Smile event to Columbus. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
And I certainly agree with that. And the children's song is in celebration of Children's Dental Health Month, which is what our underlying theme of today's show is. Now, I want to give out my email address, the office phone number, because I'm indicating a lot of help that I'm looking for, and I'm hoping that people are going to want to pick up the phone and call and send us emails. So our phone number, the office number, which you may know I don't give out that often, this is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, not the Dr. Kvitko Show, but 262-9588, that's in the 614 area code, 262-9588. If you want more information or you want to know how you can help, you can't remember when the meetings are, give us a call. Also, you can send emails to drkvitko@aol.com. That's drkvitko@aol.com. Now, the third charitable venture that I'm working on is to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. Now, we had a whole series of shows. You can go back and listen to them. They were the January 1st, the January 29th, and the February 5th shows. And if you don't know how, you can go to podcasts. You can listen to podcasts by going to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. And you can also access those shows on sunday95.com. Click on the on-air button. A drop-down menu says Sunday Morning Shows. And then if you click on that, you'll see how to get to my podcast from there. Now, the Team Smile event is something where they will bring in $250,000 worth of dental equipment, and they will take care of about 300 children in a day. And to do this, what we need is $15,000. That's the max number. It could be a little less. A sports team to host, and a venue, such as Nationwide Arena, Huntington Park, Crew Stadium, Schottenstein Arena, or Buckeye Stadium, where the event would be held. That's what makes these events unique, is that it's pro sports players, cheerleaders, mascots, and oftentimes the team will actually give a child 2 free tickets to their next game, and so then the kids come back and they're just excited because they know their sports hero has told them how dentistry is important. A Team Smile event is almost a turnkey charity function, and sometimes, like in Kansas City, a player will step up and pay that $15,000 and put their name on the event. It's instant recognition for doing a great thing. So in Kansas City, the Chiefs, their punter Dustin Colquitt donates the money needed to bring that event to Chiefs Stadium. And I would think if we have the money to bring the event to Columbus, we should be able to find both a team and a venue. And honestly, we can hold this thing in a tent if we had to, and it has been held in a tent, like at the Justin Timberlake golf outing where he raises money for charity. And so if we held in a tent, we just need to make sure we had sports teams or teams willing to send players, cheerleaders, and mascots. And, you know, it could even be held in a vacant rental space. I happen to have one right now. Now, all donations will be tax deductible. All three of these charities are 501c3s. It can only be deductible up to the point of, for instance, if you get a round of golf and a round of golf costs $50, then you have to, and you only pay $50, there is no tax deduction. But if you spend $75, you get a $25 tax deduction. I wanted to make sure that was clear. I have on here that, again, credit card payments can be made. You can call my office and do that. Check my websites for donation. There'll be a donate click button to click through. Thank you to the Film Clip Commission, the Columbus Film Commission, for their in-kind donation. And I just hope that we can get the phone to ring. I hope that we can get people to come out and help with these things, because there, as you have heard over and over again, there is this need for care. People call it lack of access to care. We now know it's lack of access to money. Either because of lack of private insurance or because of public help is woefully inadequate. And But that doesn't mean that people don't need our help, and we want to be there for the children. We want to be there for the people out there, and it's not just children, by the way. Keep in mind that dentistry from the heart is adults. However, I invite the OSU Dental Mobile Coach to do children. And so my event last year was the first Dentistry from the Heart event to provide care to children. And this year's event will be the second. I think we're the only ones doing that. And wouldn't it be cool if we could have a Team Smile event in conjunction, like on the same day, just down the way in the vacant space? That would be just phenomenal. And I even have access to the Rainbow and Babies Ronald McDonald House mobile dental van. If we know that we're going to have enough children, we can go ahead and invite them as well. And I found out that they are available. So please call. Please donate. Please email, and we're going to do a great thing. We're going to do great things in the city this year, and I really appreciate any help that you can be with my personal community outreach. Looks like it's time to go. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Next week's show will be about Give Kids a Smile Day, so we'll be learning more about what happened last week up in Cleveland. You're listening to Dentally Speaking. Thank you. Tune in next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.